Hi there, thank you for calling the Deborah Pereira Hotline. This is Lupe speaking on a recorded line.
I have a
Hello.
new claimant on the line, Janae Williams.
Janae
Hello.
Williams. Oh, thank you. And then can you please confirm her phone number with me?
Sure, it's 929-674-8872.
Perfect. I got that on my end as well. You can transfer over. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Ms. Williams.
Hello.
Hi there. My name is Lupe, speaking on a recorded line. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit.
Correct.
Alrighty. And then, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Alrighty. And then, this question is kind of similar to what I just asked you, just a little bit differently. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? Or most importantly, Ms. Williams, you have not signed documents with another law firm.
Correct.
Alrighty. So you are willing to affirm, and then you are filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
All right, and then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, correct.
I'm very sorry to hear that. By any chance, do you know the date of the diagnosis?
Was the last week of October 25th, 2023.
Said October of
Yes,
2023?
October 25th.
25th, okay. Thank you so much. Alrighty, just gonna put that down here for you.
No problem.
So this 10, 25, 2023. Alrighty, and then can I get your date of birth?
December 29th, 2000.
2000.
Hold on, let me give you
Oh,
banana in a second.
your birthday's coming up. All right, so it's 12/29/2000. I see.
Yes.
Thank you so much for confirming that. And then this is just a referral question. Do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo-Provera?
Not that I could think of off the top of my head, but I could always ask around to see.
Okay, yeah. And then I'm gonna be texting you on my direct number at the end of the call. So yeah, you can always feel free to give my number around whoever's been affected. So yeah, thank you
Okay.
for that.
Of
And then
course.
and then did you consume use a name brand injectable Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then it's asking, did you use the name brand Depo-Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Did you ever use the generic version?
I don't believe so.
You don't believe? Okay, yeah, so that would be a no.
No.
Okay. Alrighty. All right, and then did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
All righty. And then within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
All righty. All right, and then did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
All righty. All right, and then this is just asking for your usage dates. First, we're going to start when you first started using the Depo-Provera. Can you please provide me with the month and year?
I believe I started in March of 2020. I said 20, March of 2019.
2019. Okay. Is it safe to say the 1st of March of 2019, or do you have like a specific day on that month?
I wouldn't say it was probably the middle of the month, so
Like the 15 maybe?
probably like the first, right.
I see. Okay. I'll put the 15 down for you. Alrighty. And then what would be the stop date when you stop using Depo?
I know the month was June of 2022. The exact date Every shot was like 3 months, so maybe we could still put around the 15th or whatever that okay. following week was.
Okay. So you want to say like June 15 of 2022?
Right.
Three months
apart.
Okay. No worries. Alrighty. So I got when you first started using was March 15, 2019, and when you stopped was June 15 of 2022. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Thank you for confirming. And then just for the recorded line, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you so much. And then the spelling of your first name I have is J-E-N-N-A-E. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Thank you. And then do you have a middle name?
Desiree.
Desiree. And then that is D, right? As in Desiree.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to put the initial so that it's D as Desiree. And then for your last name, I have the spelling as W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
Yes.
Alrighty. And then there's no suffix in your name, right? Like a junior, senior, or the second?
No.
Alrighty. And then in order for the attorneys to pull up your medical records, can you please provide me with your social security number? If you don't know the if you don't remember your whole social by memory, you can always just provide me with the last four.
Having a brain fart with that as well. You said you're going to provide me with your number, so is it okay if I send it to you then when you provide me with the number?
I don't believe I would be able to obtain those like that type of information through text. I have time right now if you would like to try to find the last four.
Okay, give me one second to set up everything. I'll make a look for this.
You're good. Take your time.
Okay, 1 second.
Yeah, you're fine. Is it okay if I continue through the intake and then just go back to that question while you look for it?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you for that. And then for the email I have here on file, just confirm if it's correct. It's J-E-N-N-A-E-W, the number 7 at gmail.com.
Yes, correct.
All right, thank you for confirming. And then your primary phone number I have here is 929-674-8872.
Yes.
Thank you. And then this is your primary phone number, correct?
Yes, correct.
And then is this a phone, a mobile phone number?
Yes.
All righty. And then so after we finish with the intake, basically what's going to happen here is where I'm going to be able to send you some documents over. Just going to require some signatures on your end. After you sign those documents, the attorney should be reaching out to you in a couple of business days. What's the best contact preference for you for them to contact you? Would it be phone, text, or email?
Email or text would be good.
Alrighty. So unfortunately, it only lets me choose one. Which one would you prefer?
Email.
Email? Okay. Thank you for that. And then what would be the best time of day for them to email? Like morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning is fine.
Morning is fine. And then can you please provide me with your primary contact address?
731
mm-hmm.
Southern Boulevard, Bronx, New York.
Oh, I found it here.
10455,
right, for the zip code?
Yes.
And then the city is the Bronx?
Yes.
And then is this a house or is it an apartment?
It's a shelter. So the unit is AC.
Alrighty. Is there like an apartment number or like a
unit 8C?
Oh, 8C?
Yes.
Unit 8C. Give me a second here.
No problem. Money.
All right, so I got 731 Southern Boulevard, Bronx, Unit 8C, the Bronx as a city, and then Bronx County as a county, state, New York, and then zip code is 10455.
Yes.
All right, thank you for confirming that. All right, and then do you recall the name of the diagnosing doctor?
Her name was... No, that's the doctor that gave me the shot. She said the diagnostics doctor.
If not, the diagnosing facility should be fine.
I was diagnosed at Lincoln.
So Lincoln Hospital, or?
Yes.
Lincoln Hospital, New York. I found it here. Alrighty. Is it NYC Health Plus Hospitals? And then the address is 234 East 149th Street, Bronx, New York.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you for that. All right. And so you said you didn't really recall the doctor that diagnosed you, right?
Yes. The diagnosis doctor was Jonathan Chen with an E, not an I.
You said Jonathan Chen?
Chen. Yes, C-H-E-N.
C-H-E-N. Oh, I see what you mean. Not the I. Okay, I see what you mean. All right, let me put this in here for you, okay? I'm going to put the diagnosing facility name, which is NYC Health Hospital. Address is 234 East. Mm-hmm. All right. And then was there, okay, give me 1 second here. I'm not sure where that populated. There you go. Okay. And then was there any prior cancer diagnosis?
No, not prior to the birth control.
Okay. Thank you for that. And then for the treating doctor name, was that Jonathan Chen as well?
Yes.
Okay, let me find him here on Google for you. Jonathan Chen.
Serenity, please stop touching.
All righty. And then the treating facility, was that at NYC Health Plus Hospital as well?
Yes.
All right, thank you for that. I'm just going to do a little copy and paste. And then for the prescribing doctor who prescribed you the depot, do you remember the prescribing doctor name?
Her name was Jeanette Torres.
Let me look her up. Thank you for that. And Jeanette was J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E?
Yes.
All right, Torres. I can't find her. Let's see here. All right. Talk to Jeanette. All Alrighty, and then it's asking for the prescribing facility name. Was that at here? Because when I click her name, I see her at 1065 Southern Boulevard, Bronx, New York.
Yes.
Okay, let's see here.
One oh four five nine,
correct. I'm just gonna see the name of the name of the place. It doesn't say the name, it just says the address. Let's see here. Was the place called El Nuevo San Juan Health Center Urban Health Plan? Or
I can't remember at the exact moment.
Yeah, because there's
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good. It's because I'm here, I'm looking through Google. It's the same address. It's just the Urban Health Plan, and then it's called the what I said in the beginning, El Nuevo San Juan Health Center, and then it says / Urban Health Plan. Do you recall if it was called the Urban Health Plan? It looks like that's the name for the address. Uh-huh, go on, sorry.
Right, I highly doubt it changed over time, so I'm pretty sure that was the name.
Okay, I see. I'm going to put that here for you. And then, do you recall where the pharmacy name?
The pharmacy name, it was another Southern Boulevard pharmacy. Hold on and I can search it for you.
Yeah. Go ahead, take your time.
So the name of the pharmacy is Southern Pharmacy, and then the address to it is 1301 Southern Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10459.
Thank you for that, Bronx. Was that 1301 Southern Boulevard, Bronx, New York? You said 10459?
Yes.
All right, thank you for that.
Yes.
Thank you. Found it here as well. All right. Then I'm pulling up their phone number as well through Google. I just want to confirm if it's correct as well on your end. It's 347-918-9300.
That sounds correct.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming. All righty, and then let's see. And then, do you have a copy of the medical records?
So I since moving to the shelter, I don't have like any copies on me, but I can give like permission. Shh, baby, and wait, mommy's on an important call. I can get permission for you guys to like access my doctor's records and everything.
Okay, but you do know the medical records exist, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I see. All right, bear with me here. And then if you were to able to obtain those medical records, would you be able to provide them electronically or through mail?
I guess it would just have to be when it happens. Because, again, since I'm in the shelter and I work a lot, I'm hardly ever home. So
okay,
probably electronically. I can't, like, I don't want to give you the wrong answer at the moment and then I have
see.
To do it the other way, you know?
I see. No worries. All right. Bear with me here. I'm going to put you like on a quick minute hold. Okay. And then meanwhile that I do this, try looking for the last four of your social because we're going to pull up back on the intake just because we missed on
when
that.
When you come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on a quick hold. Bear with me here. Thank you.
No problem. Not right now.
My mom.
All right, sorry about that. I'm back.
That's okay.
All right, and then you said you would be able to provide them electronically if you were to able, like if you were to able to obtain them, you would be able to provide them electronically, correct?
Right, and then if not, like as I said, you know, I can just give the permission from my doctor to let you guys access what you need to access.
Yeah, that's totally fine. That's something you can speak with the attorneys about. They should be okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Would you like to provide an emergency contact?
No, I don't have anybody to put.
No worries. Just put an A.
Princess, sit up. I can finish your hair and we can leave.
Sorry about that. I promise you we're almost done here.
That's okay.
Alrighty. So yeah, it looks like everything looks good. All I need from you is just where we left off on the top, which is just to pull up the medical records for the Social Security.
Right. My social is 591.
591.
99.
99.
4690.
So I got 591-99-4690. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Alrighty. So bear with me. I'm just gonna do and look over the documents and make sure that I didn't miss any, you know, any sections on my end. So just gonna put you on a quick hold, okay? Shouldn't take long.
No problem.
All right. Thank you. All right, everything looks good. I'm just going to send these over to you, okay?
No problem.
All right, it looks like they sent successfully. Just let me know if you received them. They sent
yes,
through
I
a...
did.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, they should have came in as a text, and then I sent it through an email as well. All right, so while you go over them, just make sure everything looks good on the on the documents when you sign them. And then while you go over that, I'm going to put myself on mute and then just send you a prep of text message to send over to you on my direct number, just giving you the attorney information. And then, yeah, that would be my direct number. So in case you have any other questions, feel free to call or text me on that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. It doesn't show me to view anything, though. It's just asking me to sign.
It should be filled up already. All the, like, your name, your address, everything should be,
That's what I'm supposed to be viewing?
No. You're supposed to just sign the documents. That's basically just giving the attorney's permission.
Okay.
Alrighty. I'm just going to prep a text message to send over to you.
Shirley, mommy's almost done. Please stop.
Alrighty, Miss Williams. It's completed on my end. So yeah, you did great. We're done here. What's gonna happen now? The attorneys will reach out to you in a couple of business days to basically let you know the next steps. But yeah, that's basically it. You did great, like I said before. And any other questions you would like to ask before I let you go?
You said if I do know anybody else, to just give them the cell phone number that you texted me from?
Yeah, correct. That would be my direct number.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Miss Williams. It was a pleasure talking to you, okay?
Vice versa. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.